people who do must feel like, oh, I have an addiction. It's crazy. I did this much today.
Can't be that bad. Only this much.
Exactly. I ate 6 bag of chips. Yeah, I can show you. You know what I mean?
It's like bigger than your body.
Exactly.
With the
chips. I can show you all the garbage that got into it. You can't.
That's gotta be bad.
Hey, everybody!
Hey.
Welcome to a new episode. It was a good night with
Gabriel
Amarez. How are you, Gabriel?
Good, yeah.
Listen, we talked about it offstage. You can't become a bad dresser. Okay, well, you're the cutie in this dynamic duo.
Let's say, what are you wearing when you go outside? I guess you just wear that.
I just wear this.
But like, let's say if you're going just to
your
the
wedding,
store.
Bro, it's gonna be this.
Oh, really? Top hat on.
It's a British wedding. So it's a top hat.
Hat.
And exactly this, ladies, lords, and ladies.
Yeah, monocle and top hat and jeans. <With this>. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, you were saying.
Let's say like you're gonna go to the store and it's a little rainy, but you don't want to put on a whole out. The thing is, I have types of clothes. I have like winter clothes. I have summer clothes.
Of course.
This is my hangout. I don't have nothing at night thing. I was at home. Okay. I didn't shower.
I just understood a lot of things because I listen. Okay, guys, I'm gonna come out as honest. I told Gabriel that he needs to buy new shirts for the stage
because
he lost like 20 pounds and he's jacked and the shirts look like a woman who's cleaning her house in like 1860s just rags as if you're wearing one big rag.
I know, it's weird.
You're like, you were, you know, they didn't have washing machine back then, so you were scrubbing the metal. This is how you look like you're dressed.
It's weird. It's like I'm wearing a cape all around
it's
me.
It's too big.
It's
nothing
too much.
Makes sense.
No.
So I'm like, okay. And then I told you should buy new clothes, and he said, no, I'm gonna wait till I get to my perfect point. Weight that I never had since I was 6. And so, but I told you, like, just buy something for the stage to look good for the stage. And now I understand, okay, there's a second level of ichiness.
There's even below. There's just underwear that's been through the wash for 14 years and has paint on them.
Paint?
And then like
when
holes. I remember like 2 years ago I painted my apartment.
And your underwear.
I painted my underwear, yeah. What are you painting?
I'm imagining tidy whiteys.
This
would be, actually, this is made
drenched
for
in
paint.
Sweat. I'd be like, ooh, summer.
There's a summer version of this.
Ah,
the
t-shirt
or the polo.
If I go
on vacation, there's a shirt, but I need to lose like 30 pounds.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I have my clothes, different levels. Then I have like a nice tighter version. I have like a nice black button down, and then I have like a nice white.
You know how you're dressed? You're dressed like, you know when rap became popular in the 90s?
Wait.
And then Europeans saw it on MTV and they're like, Hans, Hans.
100%.
We could do rap. I don't like her chocolate. You're dressed like a white rapper from the 90s from Europe.
I've always loved the 90s rapper outfits. It's just like a sweater.
The European.
This is because it was all like, you know, old footage, so I had a hard time seeing what color it was.
Yeah, Nauticus. a Nauticus or like a big Tommy Hilfiger with exactly this. Uh-huh. Type
of
color.
I love this.
Yellow, song. Like squares, yellow, red, white, blue squares.
That was so cool. I always thought it was so cool. Like, DJ. Like Wu-Tang, all they wore is like the worst clothes.
The only thing I know about the Wu-Tang is that they're black. Is
that racist? That's it?
Is it racist that I assume? I don't know what they look like.
You think that you would like the Wu-Tang?
No. I just don't know what they look like.
Oh.
I've heard a couple of Wu-Tang songs.
I
know they're Muslims.
Yeah, yeah.
Because a pork is a pig. Or no, because a cop is a pig.
Yeah.
I don't eat pig because a cop is a pig.
Okay,
is
that it? I guess so. I didn't realize they're Muslim. There's so many of them. There's like a white guy in there, I think, even. No, that's Jurassic 5.
Jurassic 5?
Yeah, there's a rap group called Jurassic 5 with Big Daddy Kane and all these guys, and they're really good too. It's like a super rap group.
Super rap group?
Yeah.
Whoa.
They all sound the same, by the way.
I'm still imagining Jurassic Park, the movie. Welcome to Jurassic Park. It's just
in cages. Oh.
Welcome to Jurassic Park. It's the shot from like 90s hip hop where they film through like a grater of cheese. And just a black guy dressed as a dinosaur.
And it goes like whoop.
See?
That's pretty good.
Oh, nailed it. A rapper from Europe who does black music, but he's white. Fun. Hey, off to a good start. Any lessons? Anything you learned this week? Anything fun, interesting?
So I realize every time I go to the, I have so much spit on this thing. Every time I go to the dentist, Claire tells me. So I talked. Do you go to the dentist ever?
For the listeners, this won't be part of the short. Gabe has a thing with dentists. Yeah. It's like me and 9/11. I don't know, I think you were by a dentist in your childhood. So it's just like the dentist on time.
I know. Claire tells me every time I go to the dentist, I come back with like hours of stories and like and then like learnings and understand. And Claire's, because every time I go to the dentist, I arrive with questions. The dentist is the only professional I interact with that I want to learn from. I go to the mechanic, I don't care about anything. I go to my tax guy, I don't give a Dude, the dentist, I come with questions. Like the last time I went to the dentist, like before the time just now, I think we made it even short about it.
The
soda water, right? Very interesting. We had a little discussion, yeah. You know, and then you end up for some. My dentist thinks I'm into basketball for some reason. We have a conversation. I have to make up basketball stuff.
We have and you just continue playing.
Yeah,
with it.
He's like, "Oh, you excited for the March Madness?" I'm like, "Oh yeah, it's April." I don't know. I didn't watch it.
You're both lying to each other.
I know,
because no one wants to tell the other the truth.
I know. Last time I went to the dentist, I brought my retainer because my retainer became loose, right? Because
you're losing so much weight.
Yeah, dude, so fun. Okay, that's your teeth. This is actually perfect. Because I go, the dentist wasn't there right away. It was the hygienist, and she was cleaning my teeth. And I told her that my retainer was loose, and she was like, "Oh, really?" Like, really, it's loose? I was like, yeah. It's like, she's like, I never heard of that, ever. Like, usually, people who don't wear the retainers, it gets tighter because their teeth, and I was like, sorry. And I was like, I don't know, like, maybe loosen up. She's like, I never heard of that, ever. And I was like, okay. And then she was, like, sitting, doing my teeth, and then she would stop every once in a while and be like, are you sure? It's tight? It's looser? And I was like, yeah. And then she was like, at the end, she's like, I don't know, what could it be? Like, did you lose weight? And I'm like, I did. But I was like, I did. But would it change the shape of my skull?
Yes, there's less fat in here now. You're less fat, so your body is like, ugh.
But the whole time, I was like so anxious. I was like, what's wrong with
you? Can you buy a belt for a retainer and tighten it?
I don't know.
A belt that, like, you skip a button, like a hole?
Probably. I don't know. And that, like because it was such a... It's such a over a period of time, right? Like my teeth, whatever. And the dentist comes, and then she was like, "Oh, his retainer's loose." And he's like, "Oh yeah, it happens all the time."
So she's as dumb
as you. She's just crazy. I was like, "What are you?" I thought like maybe like my gums were eroding or whatever. Like my mouth was getting smaller.
Getting a six pack of the cheeks. Yeah. There's less fat. Oh, that's hilarious.
She was like, the dentist was like, "Yeah." It took 2 seconds. He had pliers, and he used pliers.
I have a question for you because we met a dental hygienist at one of our shows. By the way, you guys missed the Club Atwater. Was amazing. Thank you all for coming.
Yeah.
And she's a dental hygienist and she's gorgeous. Remember the really gorgeous lady?
Oh, yeah. She bought a mug, yeah.
Yeah. So, Lena, if you're listening, hi. So, apparently, someone slid in my DMs, a girl, and she told me, by the way, you should know, it's common knowledge that all dental hygienists are really hot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Is your dental hygienist hot?
No.
Oh.
But by the way, I can't even see.
Wait. Was she hot? Like, when she was, imagine when she was young.
Maybe she's a little older now. She's probably like 48 or whatever.
So imagine when she was 20. Would you like?
No, because she was. I mean, I don't know. Whatever. Also, I think my dentist is still terrified of COVID.
Yeah.
Because they still have all the plastic everywhere, and they still wear full head to toe. Like they wrap their whole body, masks, whole thing, shield, everything. They wear rubber gloves. I guess they're supposed to, but like,
yeah. <that's laughs> Guys, there's no more COVID. The guy eating his like tzatziki with chicken.
I know.
All right, open up. There's no more COVID. It's okay. We cured COVID. Need a toothpick, bro.
So
that's it.
Funny.
Instead of giving you a toothbrush, he gives you a toothpick.
That's good. Because they have like this big aluminum vent that comes right through, and I have to step over when I get into the. I swear to God, and it just sucks all the air out.
Dentist office are so cramped.
Yeah,
it's
weird.
Because we're poor.
But she's all right.
She's pretty. She's okay.
She's old.
Anyway, I guess another theory.
She might have been hot when she was young.
You should ask her, like, hey, can I see what you look like when you were 20 naked?
When I'm there.
I think we're going to be the first generation of people in their 50s who casually have naked pictures of them when they were young.
Mm.
You think, if you think about it, your mom, your mom is a very beautiful woman. Let's start by saying this. I'm being completely polite. Maybe when she was young, she did a couple of boudoir photos.
Yeah.
But what, like 10% of the population did boudoir photos back then?
Probably nobody.
But now, people are going to be in their 40s like, I have 30 pictures of my from 2023, you know?
Literally pictures of my
I can show you. Exactly.
Yeah, pictures,
you know, this is your 10 years ago Facebook memories, but 18 plus. This is your 10 years ago. Oh, interesting. I wonder, I wonder if people will browse.
Yeah,
do you keep nudes?
No, I don't keep like new
ex girlfriend.
Oh, I thought it meant me just being like,
you have poses.
Yeah,
no. Claire is like, spread him, spread him.
Do I have any photos? No, I definitely don't. Cause
you can delete this if you want to lie.
No, I don't. Cause
so, I don't, and then I do. I have so many pictures of all single.
I don't have any databases. Like I have nowhere. Like I don't have any hard drives. You don't have
hidden photos on your phone?
No, because my phone changes, and then I don't. I only recently got iCloud.
Okay.
And so like all anything that's like existed has just disappeared.
Yeah.
And any photos I ever say, I only have like 3-4 photos that I ever want anyway. Mm. Like of my bird, my bird, Claire, and that's it.
That's it. You know, there's a mom.
Well, I don't want a picture of your mom. What are you going to do? My mom.
Yeah. One day she'll be gone.
Well, I'll take a picture of her at a funeral.
You don't have to say it. All right. That's the only memory I need. I don't have a picture of my mom, but I have her WhatsApp.
Well, I have pictures like this, like a what's that picture called? What type of picture is that called?
A real picture.
Yeah, a real picture. I have pictures like that on my mom.
This?
Yeah.
One of my favorite gifts I've ever gotten.
Yeah?
I have to tell you, bro.
It is a nice photo.
You.
We look so young.
Look, I dress exactly the same.
Even in that one.
That one I'm wearing a t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
That one I'm wearing a t-shirt. I did a show for a bunch of Italians, really, 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 really rich, like school.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it's crazy. When rich people are rich, they're so rich.
Yeah.
And I realized, like, people dress up. Like, people who came to shake my hand. The headliner was an intermission between me and the headliner.
Uh-huh.
So I destroyed.
Oh, yeah.
So they're like, oh, my God, I haven't seen the headliner who annihilated.
Yeah, yeah.
So until they saw him, I was like the best.
The king, yeah.
I was the king. I even told Derek, I'm like, Derek, I'll just take a few compliments till you go on stage. I know what's going to happen once you go on stage. Yeah, yeah. You're just going to just fucking kill them, you know?
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, that was so funny. I wish we could watch you more. Thank you, thank you. But everyone was so dressed. People really pay attention. Like, I saw guys in a three-piece suit.
What?
But like a sporty three-piece suit. Oh. It didn't look like a...
Like Sam Adamo? what's
Sam Adamo is a
three-piece suit? No, remember, he was dressed sporty.
No. As in casual... Sorry, I should rephrase this. I'm getting back in fashion. So it's a casual three-piece suit.
Okay.
So it's a three-piece suit, but he didn't look like he was opening the chariot of the queen
coming down her golden chariot.
You know, right? It was a...
Like wedding. It's like something casual.
Yeah, casual, but it's a three-piece suit.
Weird. Yeah,
the colors were like more.
Like.
I'm like, damn. And he shook my hand. He's an Arab. And he's funny, blah, blah, blah.
That's a nice.
Three-piece suit.
I know. That's a lot of pieces.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the three-piece? The shirt?
The
jacket. The vest.
The vest. The pants. And, of course, the shirt.
Yeah.
But it was tight. As I said, he didn't look royalty. He looked like a casual three-piece suit. I don't know how else. The color scheme.
Yeah.
You know, like sometimes you see people like teachers, for example, professors at the university. They have a jacket.
Yes.
But they don't look like they're getting married.
Yeah.
You know people who wear suits other than for marriage.
You see a professor with patches on this.
Yeah.
I
used to have a jacket like this. I miss it so much.
Really?
It was a velour.
Velour.
Velour? Is it velour?
Yeah.
Velour.
Dude, 5 years from now, I bet that's going to be right back in fashion again. A velour jacket with patches.
With the glasses. my teaching, penis, ladies
teaching
and gentlemen.
Teaching at a university? Just comedy?
Would you teach comedy?
No, are you kidding me? You got to hang out with the people just starting comedy again. It's like the worst.
But you get to have so much power over them.
I don't get nothing from power. I feel I have nothing.
No, in the sense that would be the... If there was something good about it, you wouldn't be your equal. They wouldn't be your equal. They would be your students.
I know, but I don't even want to. Maybe this is how snobby I am, by the way.
It would be horrible.
Like, I don't. This is the type of power I want, to never interact with them again.
Yeah. So you should do the silent retreat. And you guys, by the way, all him and Pentelis were me for saying,
wait, what are you talking about?
Silent retreat, go for 11 days, no one talks to you. And you're like, this is insane. And Pentelis is like, what is this gay culture?
One day will be good. I can't do it for 11 days.
Dude, imagine all these weirdos and you could just watch them and they can't talk to you. It's the
really?
Best.
Really? But that's even...
I explained to Pentelis in the comment section is that, listen, cults, the worst, the only bad thing about a cult,
yeah.
The only bad thing about a cult
some freedom,
are the people.
Okay.
The amenities are usually amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The Church of Scientology is a beautiful building. If you had to take a you're walking down the street.
It's like the best mall ever.
It's the best mall ever. Go shirt, probably nice washrooms that lick your butt and make you feel good. The amenities are amazing. So imagine you can go just take a at the Church of Scientology then go and then leave. You get to go eat the delicious food, sit on the nice sofas, but they're like, we can't talk to him. It's the best.
Yeah, I know, but I would just go on vacation or something and shit in my hotel room.
Vacation, here's a problem. You're not rich enough to have that type of vacation where no one talks to you. You know how rich you have to be to have your own deserted
island?
This
is not what I'm... This is nothing. I do like talking to people. I
we're different.
I like talking. I just don't want to talk to the people that I'm teaching comedy to. Like, that would be... Because they're like... They're the most lunatic of society. Of people wanting to learn comedy through a teacher?
Absolutely.
So that would be the worst.
I don't want to do it neither. I just want to point it out.
Yeah.
Because it would steal my happiness.
Yeah.
To not do comedy and teach it. Yeah. I would have no more happiness.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And like you're getting attention, but not the attention you want.
No.
I just want to be funny. I just want to. Oh my God, it would destroy me. I would prefer to deliver Uber Eats than do it. I would. Oh my God. Imagine. Yeah.
Unless like you do it on
seeing others follow their dream.
Yeah. I
and
know.
No.
Yeah, unless you do it on like Monday afternoon on Zoom.
No.
Secretly.
No, I wouldn't. I would do it, but not, it can't be my job. It can't be like I stopped comedy.
Yeah.
I gotta do it. Like I took a class once with of stand-up comedy, but the guy still does comedy professionally.
Yeah.
And he's amazing. Okay. But I took his class, Joey. I took his class. But he's just like, all right, I'll do this for a couple of months, make a couple of G's.
Yeah, it's
not bad. Alaikum.
Yeah.
But you don't want to be like a guy who's a professional.
Dude,
comedy
it's funny
teacher.
because back then, what was it like a while ago, right? Comedy wasn't as big as it is now, right? Yeah. Now there's probably enough people to fill up a whole year's worth of students to learn to do comedy.
Oh yeah,
there's enough people now.
If we want, we should do a class on hosting. Oh man, what do you think? Should we do it?
Do a class on hosting? Yeah. I don't think so. I'm not that good. I don't think it. Maybe I'll sit in the audience. Yeah. I'll learn too.
Okay, maybe I should do a class.
Yeah. I have to go in the crowd.
I should do it. Yeah, should I? Would that be a good idea?
But who would you teach? The people
whoever
in
wants
Montreal?
Whoever wants
you would charge them?
Yeah.
You should.
$5,000?
Yeah. Dude, it's so funny. You just switched your mind completely.
Yeah. Listen, the only two good things is comedy and, I don't know, I guess being a teacher. Because they're both like, you don't make money. You do it for
the
love of the game, you know? If I'm teaching how to be a host for money, of course I'm going to do it for money. But I'm not going to do it. I don't think so. Unless I really need money.
The thing is, you can't really teach the way you host.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
You There's
can.
Like,
yeah,
you
yeah.
could?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But like, what if it's like...
You broke it down perfectly.
Yeah.
I make them feel welcome.
Yes.
How do I make them feel welcome?
Yeah.
I roast them, give a little compliment, connect everyone together so everyone feel like they're part of one. Guys, you're getting the
Yeah. One thing I learned about hosting with you is that I can't really, when we're hosting together, it's a lot of fun, but I can't, there can't be two of the same person.
No. You have to be you.
I have to because so when I host by myself, I have a lot more freedom to do the way I want, but I take a lot of techniques, like all the techniques that I learned from you, I apply it to the way I would do it, you know? And so that's one thing I learned from you, but for together, it's like, okay, I have to be something different than you. Like it's
you
weird.
Have to be you.
I know.
You just have to be you.
Yeah.
This, by the way, this whole empire we're building
is based on
you being you and me being me and our friendship. If you start looking like me and dressing like me,
a lot of color.
Shaving your head, growing your beard. Yeah, it's true.
Well, this is cozy.
Yeah, this is cozy too.
I know, but this is like home cozy. I'm like, it's like living in blankets.
Listen, if you stop caring, you want to be cozy everywhere. I'm cozy everywhere.
Yeah.
Because listen, I'm good at my job. Mm-hmm. I get late from time to time. Mm-hmm. I'm not broke. I'm making enough money to eat. Yeah. You know, I never have to worry.
Live your life.
Well, dressed like this, why mm-hmm. would I?
Yeah, yeah.
Why would I change?
I mean, it's clean, so.
Yeah, that's what you think.
Yeah. Can you return that to Amazon?
A bat flip.
What was that sound? It's like an alien.
That's fun. I like these interactions when we host together. I make sounds on stage.
That was fun. I like that. That was funny. What else? I realized. You know who the best actor ever in the planet is? I just realized.
According to Marlon Brando, it's his dog.
Oh, really? Why? What does that even mean?
Because, look, he's acting as if he likes me just because I give him food. He's the perfect actor.
Oh, that's awesome. He said that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really... Something like that. That's interesting. Jeez.
Who do you think is
I don't think he's the best. I don't think that actually... Like, it's funny. I had enough time to think about my statements as I said it because I didn't know how to approach the subject. But I listened to an audiobook read by Tom Hanks. And it's like a 10-hour book, right? Ooh. So it's him acting for 10 hours straight. And the book was... The writing, it was good. It was fine. Nothing, not the greatest.
Yeah.
He elevated the story to the most emotional, beautiful. Like, first you're hearing me read it, you're like, it's just Tom Hanks. And you're like, God damn, like, this guy's just became the guy in the book. Yeah. Like, it was amazing. Like, I believe Tom Hanks was his character.
He's a storyteller.
Dude, he was unreal. I couldn't believe it. Like, I always thought Tom Hanks was overrated. This guy is literally America, this guy. Like he is the embodiment of just warmth and happiness, and you know.
Yeah, there's not many of them like him.
No.
What bothers me about him? Well, first of all, let me compliment him and then shit on him.
Because I don't like Tom Hanks that much.
You have to remember, before the invention of TV, actors existed.
Yeah.
Okay. And let's go back. You're in a small village. It's the 1600s. It's at night. Okay. There's a couple of lights on. The whole villages get together.
Yeah.
And then the actor comes on stage and he's like, gather around. And then he regales the crowd with a story. That was the initial actor. Mm-hmm. Every village had one actor.
Yeah.
So he probably, like, that talent is
passed down.
Millennia
like
old.
It's in his DNA probably, you know?
They just now there's a camera to make you showcase that talent.
He's also...
He's a pure actor.
Yeah, he's blessed also with, like, the perfect voice. Like, he has... And it's not something that he's, like, developed or whatever. It's just, like, you're born with this kind of voice that, like...
Some people have amazing voices.
It could, like, deceive you, you know? Or it could lure you in. Or you can use it for good or bad, you know?
Your voice makes you very likable.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Some people have just amazing voices. Uh-huh. You hear them talk. Matthew Bourgelli.
He's like, well, so I was walking on the road.
So Harrison has a similar...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, some people... Michelle Forrester has a voice. Wasim has a...
Yeah, Wasim has like, a radio, like...
But he fills up the room.
Yeah.
His voice has so much strength.
Even when he's speaking, right? And it's like, so you feel...
Yeah, feel the trembles in your
balls. He doesn't
need
to even use any effort. He just speaks effortlessly.
He just
perfect.
He packs the room with his voice. Yeah. Some people have that.
Yeah, so... Tom Hanks has, like... He could, like, slow down a bit and you feel like, oh, it's very emotional. And, or he, like, you can hear he's a joking around. He's like kind of, he laughs as he talks. I'm like, God damn, he's so good.
Yeah.
He uses his voice as an instrument to the point where, like, he can turn into anything, you know?
You learn something for comedy. You can do that on stage.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's interesting. I mean, I mean, obviously, like, whatever, but it's interesting to hear it in an audiobook for 10 hours long. Wow. It's not. Then I started listening to his other book, and the guy's got the worst voice. He's like it sounds like he's forcing the. He's like, it's the worst. It's like, I can't listen to this shit.
A lot of people, I'm going to have to disagree with Joe Rogan on some things, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say that the author should read the book.
Yeah.
Okay? I like to read self help books. I think self help books. There's one that I really like called The War of Art.
Yeah, yes.
Which is by Stephen Pressfield.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's very good. The first one is read by some guy with a tremendously good voice, like an old grandfather giving you knowledge.
Yeah.
So you kind of listen to it. However, I think the second, third, fourth, because it's a series, are read by the author.
Mm.
And I think he got so much success from his first book. He's reading it with a... not
ego.
The same. Maybe with ego, yeah.
Okay.
But an actor delivers it like a... again, your children surrounded. There's a fire. You're all listening to the old man giving you secrets of life about how to succeed and how to continue your passion. That's the voice you want. You don't want necessarily the author to give it. You want Tom Hanks who's able to embody the voice needed to get the message through. And that's what good actors are good for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's act. What do you want to be right now? Quick.
The thing is, I need something to read. I can't just like act. Let's read something. Oh, we have magazines and books. Okay.
Engineering Mechanics Statistics 5th edition.
This is hard. I'm going to read like measurements and shit.
All right. Read this question.
150 millimeters. Okay. The welded assembly is made of a uniform rod weighing 0.370 pounds per foot. No, I need a book or something. That's because I have to like
something more human. Got it. Okay. All right. Let's see here. Aha! I found the book, Gib.
Okay.
Open it.
Mein Kampf. No, I'm joking. What is this? The Quran? Oh, what is it? What is this?
It's the Quran.
It's so little.
No, it's because it's
makes sense.
It's
not allowed to fill the. Not,
that's fine.
Not enough rules, right? Those animals.
At least I won't get a fatwa alone. All right. That's it. It's separated. Okay, no. What else? Let's see here. Okay, just say stop.
Wait, stop. I think you stopped over the Quran again. Oh, yeah. What is that?
Ah.
The smartest book in the world. Greg Proops.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll read it like Greg Proops.
Well, Caesar was an
opportunist who came late to the game. His was a life adventure, hardball politics, and terrifying wars.
That's Greg Proops? Where's the
Oh, no, I was doing me.
I love reading out loud, by the way.
He slayed a million foes and got with every woman in the empire and plenty of men, too. If you believed every... Whatever.
All right, let's see if I can. Okay, this is Gabe reading. Now, okay, you choose a book for me.
What about a magazine? One of those?
A magazine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there.
That was stupid. I'm just going to take the top one. Oh!
Whoa!
It's me!
T-Pain. Not T-Pain. Lil Wayne. Dude, what about Lil Wayne? I used to love Lil Wayne.
I have, but if you're listening to this, I have about 30. How many do you think there's? Like 50.
Oh, man.
This is all old Rolling Stones from 2011. Wait, no, that was 2001. Sorry. So, I'm like, do I have?
You're like, you have the 9/11 edition of Rolling Stones.
Okay. What should I read?
Ready or Not, Lauryn Hill tiptoes back to the stage. An appearance by Lauryn Hill, one of pop's great recluse, is so rare that her fans are willing to put up with all sort of indignities to see her play.
Dude.
So, despite the 125 tickets and the 12:30 a.m. start time, the 200-seat New York Jazz Institution, the Blue Note, drew a sellout crowd that spilled halfway down the block. The show was part of a winter mini tour he launched in late December, starting with a few U.S. festival dates last summer.
Yeah, not bad.
I realized I'm just reading like a the news. This is because it's the news.
It is.
It's not a story. I'm reading. I told you, I'm still reading The Brothers Karamazov.
Yeah.
If I just read it, I feel nothing. But if I read it like Tom Hanks, in my head.
On your head.
Like if I read it and then I had the. I'm captivated. But you know, I just go like, man, if I read it just like this.
Mm-hmm. It depends what type of book it is. Like if it's a nonfiction book, it's just facts.
Yeah.
Like and interesting ideas. It's easier to like process it as like information.
Yeah.
But if it's a story that's human.
Yeah. Yeah.
Need to read it from the point of view of a human.
Yeah. I have to. I read it like I'm reading it to a child.
Yeah.
Then the guy. And then the man approached. Like I'm really like I don't go like. And then the man approached the other guy. And I'm like. And then the man approached with his eyes.
Yeah.
Especially Dostoevsky, the way he writes.
Yeah.
One sentence is like 3 pages long.
Whoa.
So you have to like imagine he's writing a movie.
How do you find the right translation for those books? You just go on the internet and you say like, okay, what's the best translation?
I winged it.
Okay, because
I'm not your friend. You have a friend who's like he recommended me. I think he recommended Dostoevsky book. Peter.
Yeah.
He's like. But he's a book snob. He've read every single. He's like, oh, don't you even consider reading this version? You have to read this version and this version only. It's the other versions are garbage.
I'm not even going to try. Like, how do I find the right one that isn't? What if, like, how different is are these?
I feel that, you know where I feel that? When I try to read stories like this, because it's a story. So you just end up maybe with a less good movie, version of a movie.
Yeah, okay.
But, for example, when I read, like, old Latin, like... Or old Roman, like, what's his name? The guy with full of knowledge.
Oh, Plato or Socrates.
Aristotle. He one of those guys. There's a book that he wasn't supposed to be published. That's, I don't know if it's true, but apparently it was just his memoirs. They got published, but they weren't supposed to be published. So it's like, ooh, you get to read his secret thoughts.
Oh, like Hegel or one
No. Ah, it's somewhere here.
Hitler.
Again, it's not Hitler. Hitler's book is not by my bed.
Yeah. It's crazy? It's framed.
I bing bang bada boom bang with a girl who had a copy of Mein Kampf.
Oh yeah, like ironically, or
you say that as you play with coins. There's something.
I know. Why do I?
There's something racist.
No. By the way, guys in the comments, take it easy on the Jews. All right, take it easy on those guys. Whoa! Don't use our comments as a way for hate. Come on.
Oh, I mean, or use it. I don't care.
Yeah. Oh my god!
Look how big this sweater is. But this is supposed.
This
to
is
be
also my snowboarding sweater. This is why I wear it. It's warm, and I go. This is the perfect sweater to go snowboarding because, like, it is kind of like you're on the hill. You're zipping down. You unzip your jacket, and you're wearing even bigger pants than this.
Yeah.
And then you feel very like you're in the 80s. You're like, it's almost like because you're like sweaty and you're like, you grab a beer. Like,
it's like in the movies.
Yeah, it feels like that. It's really cool. And you have big boots and you're at, you're like, you like skeet for like 8 hours. So you're like, I'll have a beer. Ah, refreshing. You know, it feels like you're in a movie.
Remember at a club at Water, there's a guy who said he took his lady on a first date skiing.
Yes, that's
that's so rich, white, like, because you don't look sexy. You're like,
that was so funny.
How do you, I guess you must be an amazing skier.
Yeah.
It's like, it's like me making a girl laugh on a first date. Mm-hmm. That's my strength.
But that's why, was it on like Mount Royal? Did they just go down the free hill?
That's what I would take her like,
The crazy carpet.
The crazy carpet. Yeah. I'm like, well, want to see me have inertia?
Right?
I'm fat. I'll go fast, very fast.
That's cute first date, but not really. You'd have to have a lot.
I'm 40. I can't.
Yeah. No.
Plus, for me, dates is like, I told you, women are, it's not a hobby, but like when I'm with a woman, I want to feel like, so I don't want to go to like I go to nice bars.
No, you're right. You want
to
feel
nice. I like expensive things with a lady because it's like my, time. Life is so stressful.
Yes,
I don't want.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay.
I don't know. The thing is, I'm not rich enough to get the level of.
I know. Imagine, like, are there like super fancy shisha bars in Montreal?
Dude, talking about shisha, I'm trying to stop.
Really?
It's been a day and a half. It's been a day and a half. I have stopped.
Oh.
Again, a pound. Again, 2 pounds.
Really? From
just eating garbage.
No.
Chips.
Oh. Are there like little mini shisha things you can just go?
But then I'll smoke 6 of them.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, sometimes I think like you. I like Coffee Crisp. You know that.
Yeah.
Coffee Crisp is my favorite.
Yeah, it's great.
So during Halloween, I buy the box of like 30 tiny Coffee Crisps. Because I'm like, oh, I'll just eat one.
Yeah.
And then I'll move on.
Yeah.
And then I eat 15.
Yeah.
Which is the equivalent to like 5 adult-sized, diabetes-sized.
Yeah, huge
Coffee Crisps.
Yeah.
So that method of just chopping it into little pieces. Doesn't really do a little work. Bit of cocaine. Just a little bit.
You just gotta stop.
Just a little. People who do cocaine must feel like, oh, I have an addiction. It's crazy. I did this much today.
Can't be that bad. Only this much.
Exactly.
Can't be that bad.
I ate 6 bag of chips. Yeah, I can show you. You know what I mean? Like,
it's like bigger than your body.
Exactly. I can show you all the garbage that got into my body. You can't.
That's gotta be bad. Woof. I think, I don't know. Yeah, I do love eating like, but
no, I told you, you dress like, start eating like, you start dressing like, homeless Jamiroquai. If Jamiroquai's career never took off, this is,
he's just dancing at home.
No, he's dancing on the street.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, oh, poor guy, what are we living in? Let me tell you, And then his teeth fall. No. In his head, there's a big... he's driving his Ferraris. But he's just on the street, just like... Damn Jamiroquai.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Imagine. Oh, it's worse than waking up from the Matrix. You wake up poor.
Yeah.
What would be worse? What? You wake up, like... And you're in the, like, you remember the movie The Matrix?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're in the metal world or, like, the future.
You're in the future. You're a battery to power AI. And this is the real world. Uh-huh. What would be worse? This or you wake up and you're poor?
How you wake up, like, you're really, like homeless poor.
Oh, dang it.
That would be so bad.
All my life was a dream. What would be worse?
I think it would be worse to wake up homeless. Like, yeah. I would rather be like shooting robots and like flying through space and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, you're like, my whole life and existing, my mom was not real. Every one of my loves was fake. That would be better than waking up like, I can't go to the dentist again.
I know. Well, yeah. Well, either way, like both worlds, you're kind of like super poor. And then one world is like you don't have any place to live.
Well, in one world, money, there's no money.
Yeah.
All humans are batteries. There's no
okay.
There's no hierarchy.
I was thinking of, like, you know, in The Matrix 2 where they're like, they live in caves and stuff, and they have like raves in caves. Remember that? And they're like, they're in raving
in
caves.
If we lived in that cave, you would be dressed amazingly. They'll be like, whoa. Damn, look at the fleece. Is that fleece? Jeans. Where did you get jeans? But we have to live in a cave for you to be well dressed.
Yes. Claire was like, please don't leave like this. And I was like, why?
I knew it.
I was like, why?
I knew it.
I was like, I just want to leave.
I knew it.
Because I told her, I'm like, listen, if I don't leave right now, I'm going to be late. So I need to leave right now.
I appreciate the fact that you're more on time than me. I have to say this.
I was like, if
see, we complete each other.
No, it's all
I'm
good.
Never on time. But I don't forget things. You're always on time, but you forget things. You see, you complete each other. Yin and yang. You did this, and I saw. Dude, your pants are so 90s. Even your underwear are 90s.
Oh, really?
Look at this. Can you stand up and show the people? I make you stand up a lot. Look at this. Doesn't he go, uh-huh? You know what you need right now?
What?
Like Puff Daddy behind going, oh, another one or whatever. You know, and then you like your maze, awesome. And then it's like something produced by Puff Daddy.
Yeah,
that's your Puff Daddy. You dress exactly like Puff.
I wouldn't even know what would be my style then if I were to dress like get nice clothes. What's
like
news?
I told you the Hawaiian shirt look was amazing.
But I need those ones are gonna be huge on me now.
Buy new ones.
I know, but they're not in the stores yet. I have to go and like
is online.
I have to drive down to Miami to find.
No,
these.
But don't you always go to like a used clothes store to buy?
But
clothes?
They have like this there still.
Just go online.
But it's always gonna be either super expensive or like. Scam or something. Or
maybe that's why people who are really always in shape are always shirtless.
That is my goal, like to jog shirtless.
To jog shirtless. You're getting there. Your nipples last time looked great. You did. We could record the podcast shirtless. I know Mark Norman did a couple times when he was in a tremendously good physique.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. I'll be like.
Yeah. I sent you a shirtless video.
You did. I didn't notice that. I just noticed the stupidity of the video.
How hairy I was. It looked like I was wearing a shirt.
I didn't even notice that.
You didn't?
You're underwater.
Oh, yeah.
That brought my attention more than the fact that you were shirtless. I've seen male bodies. I'm not. Oh, my God. Look, he's hairy.
But did you see how hairy my shoulders were?
You're a man. You're a man.
Yeah, that's true.
I grew up with shirtless men in their 30s as a child. I know what a man's supposed to look like.
I grew up with so many Greek people. Yeah. I was the only one that was this hairy, though.
Yeah?
All my friends, they weren't. I have one friend that's probably hairier than me.
No, some people shave. There's a lot of shame associated to body hair.
Yeah.
Dude, there's literally things where, like, shave your own back. Maybe if you shave your own back, a woman will kiss you. Like, that's the whole business plan.
Yeah, I need to ask these
guys. just maybe they did, but who cares? You're a man. You're supposed to be disgusting to me.
Yeah.
So it's great. Okay. If I look at you, I'm like,
then it's your problem.
I'm like, oh my God, exactly.
Then it's your problem, man.
But even if you had a six pack, I would still not want to. You're not Brad Pitt. No. I'm only gay for like Brad Pitt.
Yeah, Andy Garcia.
Yeah, Vlad QC. Yeah, you got a problem with me liking Andy Garcia, huh, buddy?
Andy Garcia.
Shout out to Vlad QC.
Yeah, he's great. Yo.
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 The official yo man.
The yo.
Vlad.
What's happening at McGill? You've seen the news?
Yeah. Yeah. So apparently there's a bunch of young people.
Yeah.
They decided to protest the war.
Wow.
And the way they're doing it is that they're protesting on the McGill campus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know how you feel about this, but personally, it's okay. It's a very non-violent form of
they've been doing stuff like this since the 60s, you know?
Let them people fight. It's annoying. A protest is supposed to be annoying.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what protests are for. Uh-huh. If they weren't annoying, no one would talk about them.
No.
So let them be annoying. It's okay. However, I just find it funny that they chose the McGill campus. Literally one of the most beautiful campuses in the world.
That's like one of the few places that have enough space to care about.
Yeah, they're not going to go to... Listen, we have like 3-4 universities in Montreal. You go manifest protest at Concordia. You have to protest in the streets.
Yeah,
and then Arabs are going to beat you up because you're blocking
the traffic.
Because you're talking like... They're like, but we're doing this for Gaza. I'm like, yes, but I need to park my taxi. Tish, tish, like... You can't do it at... If they want my respect, you know, go do it up the mountain at the Université de Montréal.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have to go up the hill. They're not going to go up the hill. If you're really ballsy, go protest at the... You come next to the guy doing heroin.
Yeah.
And tell him, but Gaza. He's like, he's dying in front of you.
Oh, that's funny.
It's just funny. You know, it's just funny. Oh, the most beautiful...
Yeah.
Campus.
You know where they're setting up their tents and stuff? They're doing it right where they have the graduations. Because they don't do graduations inside the university. They do it like on this big tent. So now they're like, what do we do? Like, we need to have a graduation. So they might have to call the police on them.
Yeah.
Which is...
Well, that's the whole idea, is to be annoying to the elite while they're part of the elite. Yeah. It's a whole thing.
2 weeks before that...
And also McGill, let's be honest, there's a lot of Jews who go to McGill.
Mm-hmm.
So now I guess they're like...
Mm-mm. Yeah, exactly. And I think they take a lot of money also from Jewish organizations and stuff like that.
Listen, I went to McGill. I had a great time. Met a lot of fun Jews.
Uh-huh.
Here's the thing. When you're an engineer, the identity of an engineer is so big.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's feel that's bigger than your religion.
Mm.
You know? Being an engineer is like being a comedian.
Yeah,
you're a comedian above all.
Yeah, exactly. You don't really have an
engineer above all.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I met a couple of Jews over there. Friendly people.
They're just people. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, stop hating on them. In the comments. I mean, actually, it's better for them to hate in the comments
than in
the real world.
Yeah.
You know, there's no religion. There's no online Allah.
No.
It's just everyone's stupid. It's just you're all comments. That's all you are. You're comments. You're all comments.
Real.
You're either a creator or a commentator.
Yeah. And then you see some people have like their faces in the comments and they're saying crazy stuff. And I'm like, dude, it's your face.
But here's the thing. I don't believe that that's true. That's because when is the last time you remember? You must know the guy. In order to associate the hateful comment to the guy, right? Mm-hmm. How many times you look like a stupid comment
and you
saw a guy's face and the second after you forgot it?
Yeah.
Never remember.
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
However, if you knew this guy in real life and you saw him...
You'd be like, what the? James Mancini.
Yeah, you already have an opinion of him off stage.
Yeah. Like,
you already have an opinion of him in real life.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, of course. It just solidifies your opinion of who he is. I don't know. Plus, it's not porn or whatever. People are more ashamed of like porn than... They're not going to... comment on Pornhub with a picture with them with their family but they're gonna comment their anti-Semitism.
Yeah,
we're like, this is my wife, this is my child, and this is why I think it's not real 6 million Jews died. They do that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true, because there also like, is
titty anal, they don't comment on there with their family.
They're also like, it's a group, right? So there's enough people in this group that it kind of becomes like anti-Jewish people. Like, let's say anti-Semitic people, there's enough of a society of these people that it's like they live in their own bubble, right? So there's no trouble, there's no rules. You can just say things like that and you won't get in trouble because you're surrounding yourself with a lot of people like that, especially if you're like certain parts of America, you know?
I have a theory that intro to racism starts with Jews.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's the most digestible, I guess. Because there's, it's like you begin with this. You know, I don't. Then it's like the black people, and then you move up to specific type of white people.
Okay.
And Asian.
Yeah.
Specific type of white people. So there's levels of racism.
Okay.
Intro to racism, something, because it's kind of in the.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone makes a anti-Semitic joke from time to time.
Okay.
This looks funny.
Yeah.
So they live amongst us. Uh-huh. So you have contact with, you know. So it's like intro to racism.
Yeah.
And then some people become experts in it.
Uh-huh.
And some people graduate and then they start hating Asians and then black people. I would say, yeah. Intro, like racism 101, Jews. Because, you know, they're successful, so people have a reason to hate them. And then you go to black people, because all big whatever.
Okay.
Asians. Asian. And exactly. After Asian, there's a new, like, it's an interesting step Mexican. For white people. Oh, yeah. Mexican. Sorry. Oh, black and Mexican together.
Yeah.
So Jews, black and Mexican, Arab, I would even say together. Black Asians. Once you step out of Asian, now you start dividing white people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mediterranean, like, Italian, Polish.
Exactly. Like all those damn Polacks, blah, blah, blah. Those Serbians.
Yeah. Yeah, what? I don't know what that looks
like. Able to differentiate. Honestly, you put a Russian and a Ukrainian, I'm like, yeah, I don't know.
They look the same. They look the same.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's the next level. That's why that's old also racism. Mm-hmm. That's like when Irish people came to America and they're like, oh, it's goddamn Irish.
Yeah.
And then Italians are like, oh, goddamn Italians. Yeah. You're all white. Yeah, you all look the same.
We all look the same. Yeah. Like we're like a so river
that's like,
apart.
That's expert level racism because you have to be able to differentiate. Mm-hmm. I can differentiate between a Russian and a Ukrainian, but they can.
They could. They know.
They do. They're, exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know if this theory makes sense. Please
no.
do.
No, I, let me just.
I don't know if you're going to make a short with this.
The racism levels.
Remember
back in the day?
Yeah, your pants.
Yeah, back when these pants were in style. Remember the word? Okay, do you remember the word? No. Remember the word they used against French Quebecers back in the day that was derogatory towards
frogs?
Them? No, Quebec though. I think that's France is frogs.
Pepper.
You don't remember that?
No.
You didn't have that?
No.
So I guess Anglophones, pure straight up Anglophones.
Is it pepper with an H at the end?
No, it's literally like
pepper with a hard ER.
People would say you. Pepper or like
really
you don't remember that?
No.
Oh my god, like this was my dad constantly, my mom, this was everywhere.
Like Guillaume, people would call him a pepper.
Say ask him, you pepper, we would call them
like yeah, but you're poor.
You're poor.
Like let's say someone call me a pepper.
Hey pepper,
I own land, I speak two languages. You're an immigrant who's paid cash. You don't have any money in your RSP. How am I offended? Ooh, you called me a delicious vegetable that has different levels of spices.
I don't remember why they would call me.
Look at you, you immigrant. Yeah, you're an immigrant.
Okay, hold on. I didn't call them. I was a little kid. I was like 10 years old.
Ah, pepper, pepper.
Yeah, and especially in Laval, people
Mother
would call
pepper.
People. Weird.
But what does it come from?
I have no idea.
Pepper.
Let me look it up. Because this was huge when I was a kid.
Basically like le piment or was it the pepper?
It would be pepper. Pepper.
So why do
kids slur?
Pepper? Huh? Oh, here we go. How a soft drink became Quebec's homegrown insult.
Dr. Pepper?
Ah. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, all right, listen to this. Among the plethora of ethnic insults, the traffic in food, Germans as krauts, say, or Irish people as potato eaters, Pepsi deserves special mention. It's the only slur I know that is based on a beverage. The lexicography team for the Canadian Oxford Dictionary tells me the epithet Pepsi derives from the belief first held by Quebec Anglos in the late 40s that their French-speaking counterparts swilled Pepsi because they were too poor to afford Coke.
Okay, this is what I remember. I remember something about this. They would say French Quebecers for breakfast, they would drink Pepsi and Mae West.
What?
Yeah, that was the stereotype back in the day.
Il est un vrai Pepsi. I never heard that.
No, I remember this. I say like they would drink Pepsi and they would eat Mae West, and that was their lunch or whatever.
In the early 70s, the term pepper became more widely known by Francophones and Anglophones living outside of Quebec. Back home, Pepsi morphed among the Montreal Anglo cognoscenti.
I have no idea.
Into pepper. Pepsi became pepper, an insult partially derived from another pop product, Dr. Pepper, back then available seemingly only in dépanneurs. Wow.
Weird.
That's so interesting.
That is really bizarre. So it came from a soft drink because poor Quebecers, like people who live like in the, let's say a lot of them lived in Hochelaga back in the day, which is like really bad back then. Yeah. Now it's whatever, it's coming up. But back then they would be like, let's say very poor people and they would go to the dinner and there would be no Coca-Cola, right? They would only have Pepsi and Dr. Pepper. Dr. Pepper's awesome.
Pepsi's awesome, whatever.
Coca-Cola, you know? Number one.
I like Diet Pepsi.
What?
More than Coke.
Dude, since the invention of Coke Zero, there's no reason for you to drink this.
I think.
I like
Diet
thing.
Coke better than Coke Zero.
Get out of my house!
But I like Coke regular better than all those. But I like, if I'm going to pick between the, because I tried all the Diet Cokes, I never taste right. I find Coke Zero doesn't taste like regular Coke.
Yeah, but it's the closest.
I find
it was one, but they stopped. What's it called? It was the OG Coke Zero before this Coke Zero. It was the black can.
I think.
It was so
that was
much
close.
Better.
Yeah, I remember.
I think it was just real sugar. People, yeah, it must they have just been. Lied
yes,
to real people.
I think so too.
Because this one tastes different, or it caused so much cancer.
Yeah.
It was killing us, so they switched to this one. That's what I think.
But Diet Pepsi. Because then, you know how there's Pepsi Black. What's it called? Pepsi Max? That. I don't like. I hate that.
Pepsi, does it have sugar?
No, it's also. But Diet Pepsi tastes to me closest to Coca-Cola, which is very bizarre. To
I wonder
say.
If you mix. Let's say you mix. Maybe. Start making your own thing.
I probably wouldn't work. I don't think so.
Hey, want to hear something really interesting? I learned, and apparently it's a theory that makes sense. You know why? Let's say you have a metropolis. Why the East is always the poor area and the West is always the rich area?
No.
Okay, so apparently because of how Earth is and how wind blows, the wind always blows from the West to the East. So during the development, during the industrial, when cities became real cities, the Industrial Revolution, or you had manufacturing things and everything, the air was dirty, was disgusting because you had manufacturing. So the rich people had the clean air because the air always blows from west to east.
Interesting.
And then the east is like, you know, when I wanted to live in the all the dirt from, imagine all the manufacturing companies just blowing into your neighborhood.
Really?
So yeah, that they say because of how Earth is, most of the air goes like this in the upper western hemisphere. That's why like Paris, it's like this. Montreal is like this.
Yeah. I wonder if, does the Earth only blow air in one direction?
As I said, it's based from what, because of the rotation of the Earth.
That would mean golf courses only run one way all the time. Because they wouldn't, if you want to play golf, you go. I don't even know. Who the hell knows?
I don't know.
That's a pretty interesting fact, though.
I saw it in a short in TikTok.
Oh.
Well, not TikTok, Instagram.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, well, I'm going to believe it's true till I die. It makes sense. True.
Yeah.
That this is what, because there's like a few cities in the world. There's exceptions to every rule, but apparently.
Yeah,
Paris, Montreal.
Yeah, wow, interesting fact.
Nah.
I like that fact. I like the fact. I like facts. You sneeze in the West.
See, in Arabic, when you sneeze, it means you're saying the truth.
Oh,
but I think it means you're saying your truth, because that's what I remember.
Maybe your own truth.
From what I'm not distorting the information that I got. Mm-hmm. I'll say this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, getting old.
You know what I started watching a little bit of? Bruce Almighty.
I watched The Mask, but go ahead.
Oh,
say
really? That's funny. I think The Mask.
No.
So
Bruce,
much.
Sorry. I'm doing the same thing as I do on stage.
I'm gonna say. I don't mind. That's pretty funny. I like that. But Bruce Almighty, I was like, I remember loving this movie. I watched him watching it. I hate it. He's so annoying.
Yeah.
The whole time he's blaming God for all his problems, but it's so. But it's Jim Carrey being like. You know, like, if it's a real movie about a guy blaming God, he's gotten to the point where he's so desperate and sad, right?
Yeah.
And to think that God is his life is going so bad that he's blaming God. It would be more like a guy by himself being like, God, why? But the whole time it's Jim Carrey. So he's like, God! God! And it's so unfunny. It's
he just blames God for everything.
It's cringy. It's so cringy because the mask is like one thing because he. In the movie, there's a reason why he's behaving crazy because he has the mask. And he's like, liar, liar. He acts crazy because he can't lie anymore, right? In Bruce Almighty, he's just a crazy guy that has like a girlfriend and then is blaming God. It's like, it's almost like he's.
But what's the movie? Because usually Tim Jerry Cass is very religious. His movies are kind of religious.
Yeah.
They involve a lot of like spirituality. What is the lesson? So he blames God and then.
He learns that God is really busy or something.
Okay.
It's like.
Why is it Bruce Almighty?
Oh, because he becomes God at a certain point.
Ah, so God tells him, oh, you think you're going to do a better job than me?
Yeah.
I'm going to put you in my shoes. Ah, you see, there's always a lesson.
But then when he becomes God, he's like pretty, he's just normal.
which is weird. Like he,
yeah, who is he gonna blame?
No, but like exactly, he doesn't act all like, you know, Jim Carrey's like. Yeah. He's just like, now he's like, now he's boring.
He's God. God is boring.
I know, but it's like it's just a bad movie.
I'm playing devil's advocate about God. It's so weird.
The Mask way better. It's so much better.
But The Mask, it's another very like, ooh, we all wear masks. Yeah. What mask do you wear? Dude, look. Cameron Diaz.
Oh yeah.
Is. Like up there with Andy Garcia.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God. And Brad Pitt. Young. No one is a Brad Pitt.
Okay.
But she is kind of. I don't know. But she is just. There was like 5 weeks of her life where she was literally the most beautiful thing on the planet. Uh-huh. And goddamn, she looks amazing. The way she's filmed.
And also the music.
Yep. Exactly. And back then, like film directors were all like. Creeps. So they're like, all right, let's film her. Okay, we started the and up. Okay, and then you turn, we see the okay, we zoom in the okay, Jim Carrey, come on in. Like when this is how they introduced a hot girl. It was always like she's like and like you see the perfection. Yeah, yeah. Just the perfection.
It wasn't just like now comedy movies, it's like it's basically a transgendered man.
Yeah. Or you see like Euphoria or whatever.
Oh yeah.
And it's just like, okay, we have a really hot girl. What's her name?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, the girl with the big boobies. Yeah, yeah. Okay, how can we introduce that she's hot? Oh, let's her have weird sex.
Oh, wow.
Weird sex scene with teenagers. Yeah. And this is how we're going to introduce her. I find that way creepy.
Yeah, that is creepier.
For me, that's creepier than like, all right, ass shot, pussy shot, like titty shot, face.
It, you know?
Yeah. Well, not really. It was just like the guy wanted to be really close to her.
Oh.
Like, yeah. It's still creepy. It's still creepy. For creepiness, this is creepy. It's just when you study something so much. Yeah. For them, it's like, all right, let's. How can we capture the perfect
good movie, though, right?
Yeah, it's fun. But here's the thing, and it's my fault. I watch all these movies as young, and I know if I watch them again, I'll learn, like, ooh, with new subtleties. But I'm watching them again with an older, wiser eye, but with my phone.
Oh, no, it's but there's the so worst. Many. There's so many jokes in that movie.
So many?
That are, like, so... like
the, yes, but dude, it's 2024.
But the remember the dancing? It's like, my name is Cuban Pete, and I dance to the samba beat, and my feet go boom, boobity, boom, boom, boom. And then everybody's dancing. I thought that was, like... To this day, I watch that on YouTube. I'm like dancing in my chair. I'm like, woo! I think that's so cool.
It's hilarious.
Something about like dancing and Jim Carrey.
He's
moving his hips and stuff, and it's so good.
I'm not surprised he became what he became.
Yeah.
Based on his choice of movies, because all his movies are spiritual. Mm-hmm. All of them involve
transformational.
All involve like the notion of like, what if there's a bling?
Yeah.
And someone touches you, and then you have a magical something.
Other than his first movie,
which was
Ace Ventura. It was kind of like he was a detective, and then he was like autistic, and he was.
That was his superpower. That's his superpower. Yeah. You're a touch of the autism.
Did you hear? Do you know the story behind the Ace Ventura?
No. First of all, remind me Ace Ventura, and then
where Ace Ventura? He's like has like the hair that's like this,
yeah.
And he's like drives like fast.
But what's the story?
He's a pet detective where he helps track down animals for people who lose them or kidnapped. So I think in the first movie, like somebody loses like a big like animal. I think it's like a shark or something or a whale. I can't remember. I could be wrong. I can't really remember. The movie doesn't really matter. It's just like him trying to find something.
Okay.
And then in the movie, he uncovers like more and more things. But it's really just a showcase to show Jim Carrey's acting ability.
Okay.
There's no reason for the movie to exist. So... The movie.
It's a whole reel. It's just a reel of him acting.
Exactly. Okay. Wow. It's all it was. And that's why he chose it as his movie because he saw this. So the script was in Hollywood for like years and years and years. For some reason, this movie was being shopped around and nobody wanted to try it, even though they didn't want to throw it away. But this movie was. And then it got to the point where I think the rights were like so cheap that anybody could buy, but nobody wanted to make it. Jim Carrey was like in a few things. He was like in a TV show during the 80s, and then he was in Living Color for a while. Yeah. He wanted to be on SNL, but he got rejected. So he had now enough money to then like kind of produce his own. So nobody wanted to touch Ace Ventura. He saw Ace Ventura. He saw the script didn't make any sense. He's like, okay, I'm going to make this movie the way I want to make it.
Yeah.
And it was like insane, crazy.
It's his Rocky.
Dude, yeah, exactly. He wanted to be the guy. Yeah. And he invited all these people to come to the premiere. Everybody was like, this is the worst movie I've ever seen. Everyone was like, that was in the cast with him in the movie theater watching from In Living Color. they're watching, being like, dude, this is the end of your career. This is the really? Worst movie we've ever seen. And Jim Carrey's like, oh no, what have I done? And then it opens and it made like $100 million.
Oh.
And then the next movie does is The Max, another $100 million. Then the one after that, Dumb and Dumber, $100 million. Just the next three movies, and then he just became Jim Carrey. Because of just like being like, I'm going to make this movie the way I would make it.
Man, what a genius.
And all these lines were just him. Like, there would be, let's say there'd be a line being like, the dog's over there. He'd be like, okay, we're doing this. And then that would be the movie, you know?
He had to be bigger than the movie.
Yeah.
He's a main actor. That's a main actor. He's main actor.
Yeah.
Sometimes, crazy. If you want something to be great, you have to take the lead.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
Your hair looks so cool right now.
Really?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. And there's like extra hair down your beard. So I just noticed. Nah, it's getting a little... Oh, come on. Don't be...
Alrighty.
Don't be that guy. Your hair looks good. Really? Let me look cool.
Because Claire was saying my hair looked horrible on the way over here. So.
But she let you go out dressed like this.
I told her. It's either this or be late.
Homeless Jamiroquai today. We're recording. We got to look the best.
Oh. May 18th, man. Kingston, Ontario.
We be coming, Kingston. We be coming. The Montreal takeover.
Of Kingston, Ontario. The Montreal comedy takeover.
Come love for a great show.
Who's on the show?
We got Joel Slavik opening.
The Bomba Clat.
The Blondie Bomba Clat.
Joel Slavik.
We got Al Babcock.
Babcock in the ass.
Mr. Plantain himself hosting the show.
Bumble Clat.
We got Oxtail Gabe Omase on the show.
We got the Big Jerk Chicken himself.
Jamaican Party Man himself. Amaraz myself. Headlining, yo.
Ow! Brr! TikTok gunshot.
We got the fire burning. Come on down to the show.
Come down, man.
Saturday, May 18th. At the Spearhead Brewing Company, man. Come to the show, everybody. It's going to be fun. Saturday, May 18th. The Good Night Comedy Show is on the road, baby.
Bye, y'all.